The World Cup kicked off in Mexico today as South Africa squared off against Mexico, which is one of this year's host countries. Matches get underway tomorrow in the two other hosting countries, that's the U.S. and Canada. Notably, several American cities hosting these opening matches will be sweltering this weekend, making stadiums feel more like a sauna than a playing field. The heat and humidity can take a major toll on player performance and fan safety. Climate Central's Ben Tracy shows us how extreme heat is changing the game in our warming world. It's part of our series, Tipping Point.
Follow through where you want the ball to go. Perfect.
Marissa Abegg has always gotten her kicks on the soccer field.
You're going to take that touch across your body and then pass it back. Kept me sane as a kid, got to run around a ton.
For her, the World Cup was must-see TV.
I didn't even really know what Super Bowl was growing up, right? The 99 World Cup was absolutely my Super Bowl.
Abegg queers it.
She played two seasons of professional soccer, where sometimes the rivalry got too heated.
And a sliding tackle from Abegg.
You just know how miserable it is to run around in hot weather. It plays such a huge impact on the way you play.
This summer, extreme heat could be a real risk for both players and fans at the World Cup.
It has the potential to be some of the most extreme environmental conditions for soccer in the history of America.
Yes.
Doug Casa runs the Corey Stringer Institute, named after the NFL player who died from heat stroke in 2001.
Pick the population. If they have to do their job or sport in the heat, we're studying them.
Here we go.
Inside their heat labs at the University of Connecticut, researchers study how athletes and workers can stay safe and still perform in extreme conditions.
So we're here at the Corey Stringer Institute.
Before the 2021 Tokyo Olympics, the U.S. women's national soccer team trained here to prepare for Japan's oppressive heat and humidity.
Which World Cup sites are you most concerned about?
Without question, Miami. It could easily be a 100-degree day and 80% humidity.
Climate Central analyzed temperature trends at all 16 World Cup sites, including this outdoor stadium in Miami, which now sees 14 more extremely hot June and July days due to climate change. Heat and humidity push an athlete's core body temperature higher, giving those playing indoors an edge.
Because if your temperature's lower, they just perform better. They can cover more distance, have more sprints, faster sprints. All of those things can happen if you're less dehydrated and you're less hyperthermic.
And so you're blowing heat into the room right now to make this uncomfortable.
Yes.
I can feel it.
Here we go.
KSI Chief Operating Officer Rebecca Stearns showed me how quickly heat can impact performance.
In the heat, your heart rate is showing much higher stress.
By cranking up my pace and the temperature.
So right now, the room is about 100 degrees.
So it's like going for a run in Phoenix.
Yes.
The test measures how fast my body heated up.
And your body temperature right now is 102.5.
All right, so that's toasty.
Yeah.
We don't want to go above 104.
104 is the max.
Above that, the risk of heat stroke rises, potentially leading to organ failure or even death.
The outcome for a heat stroke all boils down to the number of minutes that the body is above approximately 105 degrees. We literally don't know of anyone yet on planet Earth who's ever died from a heat stroke if their temp gets under 104 within 30 minutes.
Casa says a World Cup heat stroke is unlikely, but believes FIFA's new 3-minute hydration breaks don't go far enough.
That is just absolutely not long enough to have an impact. My suggestion would make that 5 or 6 minutes.
Players have been trying to acclimate to warmer temperatures before the tournament begins. FIFA says it's limiting outdoor matches during the hottest parts of the day and adding cooling areas for fans. But Casa is still concerned for stadium workers and spectators, especially those in sunbaked locations like Miami.
I believe two of their games are happening at 5 p.m. But because we're near the summer solstice, 5 p.m. is basically like the middle afternoon in Miami. And so a big chunk of the stadium is still going to be in full sun. So I asked myself, the game that's scheduled for 5 p.m., why are we not playing at 8 or 9 o'clock at night?
Look at you. Oh, my gosh. Is your name actually Mia Hamm?
Marissa Abegg is now coaching youth soccer.
Nice.
Just before our interview, she canceled practice because of a heat wave.
I think it's just going to play more and more of a role as we go forward.
She still has World Cup fever, but is trying to keep it cool.
I think we're going to a game in Boston in June, and I'm already considering, like, well, what's the temperature going to be like?
Do you feel for these teams that are going to have to play in Miami in the middle of the summer?
Oh, my gosh, 100%. Like, I don't even want to watch in that weather, right?
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Ben Tracy with Climate Central.